with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Israel in a show of support for the Jewish state, and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will follow Blinken there tomorrow. Austin says the U.S. is supplying munitions to Israel and has not sought assurances how those munitions are used.
We've not placed any conditions on the provision of this equipment. This is a professional military led by professional leadership, and we would hope and expect that they would do the right things in the prosecution of their campaign.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the shocking assault by Hamas terrorists has brought the Israeli people together and resulted in a unity government.
Silver lining is that it took Hamas attacking us and massacring now 1,300 Israelis to bring us all together and to bring Benny Gantz and his blue and white party into a national coalition with Netanyahu, the Likud, and other parties.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise still lacks the votes needed to become Speaker.
The GOP Majority Leader from Louisiana does not appear to have the 217 GOP votes needed to win the Speaker's gavel at this time, given the tight margin in the closely divided House. Skeptical Republican colleagues are reluctant to give their support. Scalise secured his party's nomination Wednesday after narrowly defeating Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio. Scalise can only lose 4 Republican votes on the House floor. House Republicans left a closed-door meeting Thursday afternoon saying there are no plans for next steps, whether to lock down support for Scalise or hold a vote on the House floor. Edwin Mora, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 173 points, the Nasdaq dropping 85. This is SRN News. Early voting has begun in Ohio on a key abortion amendment.
In a vote being watched across the country, Ohio voters are deciding the future of abortion access in their state. On the ballot is Issue 1, a proposed constitutional amendment giving every person the right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Pro-life groups argue the amendment would jeopardize Ohio's parental consent requirements and that if approved, it would allow abortions to happen in the final stages of pregnancy. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Florida's Attorney General will oppose putting a proposed amendment protecting the right to an abortion on next year's ballot. Her opposition comes after a petition has reached enough signatures to trigger a language review by the state Supreme Court. Florida has enacted a series of pro-life laws over the past 2 decades, with Republicans controlling the governor's office and state legislature. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slipped as the clamps tightened on Wall Street from rising yields in the bond market. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, breaking a 4-day winning streak. A weak auction for long-term Treasury bond drove yields up across the bond market. Yields had already been climbing following a report showing inflation was a touch higher last month than expected. Higher yields can knock down stock prices, all else equal. Oil prices eased after zigzagging through the day. The Dow was down 173 points to close at 33,631. The Nasdaq lost 85 to 13,574. The S&P 500 dropped 27 points to 43.49. New York oil fell 58 cents to $82.91 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.